Love is in the air. Who is your WAFU this Valentine's Day?
You're watching the Clash KO Anime Podcast.
This is the podcast where we talk about why anime sparks so much passion among its fans.
I'm Colton Cruz.
Brianna Marshall.
And I'm Wyatt Garland.
Like what you hear, like what you see, subscribe to YouTube or your podcast platform of your choice so you won't miss out on a knockout discussion.
So today, in honor of Valentine's Day, yay, we are talking about waifus.
Best waifus in the world. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a cornerstone of what it means to be an anime fan, a weeabu.
Weeabu, yes.
An okatu, as Wyatt would say.
As one may say subscribing to the manga. And I think it's just a little different, right? Because people get a little weirded out when you think about, like, finding cartoon characters attractive. But the whole point of anime is that we go a little bit deeper on the characteristics of these people. We think about their personalities a little bit more with the series.
Or their bodies.
Yeah.
Or their bodies.
I was definitely going to say, I mean, like, with anime being, like, so mainstream, I'm pretty sure everybody in this day and age, everyone and their mama has a waifu. Just
right,
saying.
Because anime does go more in depth until you get to a point where you're like, wow, I relate to that person, or find that person attractive because, you know, their personality has been described.
Yes.
I've seen the beach episode with them. Like, I know what kind of, like, stuff they're into. So,
they've said very little and read books and all of them like the main character. And if they like that douchebag, they probably don't like me.
Hey, hook it in.
No, I mean, there's obviously, with waifus, there's a spectrum, right? Like, history lesson here. As far as I have been able to research, the way waifu became a thing in the anime community was actually started with the anime Azumanga Daioh.
Okay.
Really?
And in it, the, like, teacher, like, drops a photo, and, like, the girls, like, pick it up, and they're like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's my waifu. Like,
and he uses
the English waifu.
I see.
And then, like, 8 years later, waifu became, like, how you describe your, like, wife. Because, like, wifey is kind of, like, a thing in the video game nerd community.
Yeah,
like,
It's so upsetting because that teacher in the anime is just super creepy. It's so unfortunate.
But it's unfortunate
because you see the picture and they're like, oh, she's so cute. And he's like, yes, that's my wife. That's my waifu. And they're like, oh, but yet this guy's weird guy.
That's the thing. In context now, if you had watched, if that anime had come out now and he said that was his waifu, we'd have been like, he's a stalker. But in the show, that is his wife.
Yeah, that's actual wife.
Really interesting. I'm not familiar with Azumanga Daioh.
Oh, so good. Really, it's so good. That's like old school, like, Nujuji.
Oh, man.
Oh, definitely recommend it.
That's really funny.
But not waifus, but anyway. Continue.
The spectrum of waifu being, I think it kind of started with that, like, the way Moe started, like, back in the early 2000s. Where it was like, no, like, I just find it cute and, like, affectionate. And then, because the anime industry in Japan can be so sexualized,
right,
that's part of what's become appealing in America. And so, like, the sexualization of these characters makes waifu this whole other thing that you could be on when you say waifu.
Right.
Exactly. It's just, it's more fascinating when you get the full spectrum of a character, which is often, you know, like, gone into depth with.
And I mean, like, to the strengths of anime and manga, being sexy is one of its things.
That, oh, yeah, for sure.
It gets to do better than a lot of other.
It's not afraid to pull back the curtain and be like, oh, no, this is rated, you know, like, a little bit higher than PG-13 here. We can talk
this
about
is,
everything.
This is PG-17.
Yeah, we can talk about everything that you're dying to hear about.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go through, like, what our waifus are. Why don't we start with you, Wyatt?
Oh, I'm ready and raring to go. Okay.
All right. I'm ready to judge.
Waifu boils the Garlando water.
Oh, my God. So, you know, I'm a fan of the classics, I have to admit. But Attack on Titan, man.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, Mikasa.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of the Titans.
Hey, just watching them
female Titan is hot. Okay, I'm not going to pretend like she's not. She's very, ooh, she's good. However, Mikasa, like, fully fleshed out as a character, is so attractive to me personally, because obviously she's fearless, you know, very independent, very strong, very confident in herself. She has sort of a protector role. She's not going to let anyone give Eren shit. But sort of what really, like, got to me, because I always felt like she was, like, the, you know, the big older sister type. You know, I didn't really see her as sort of, like, having any sort of romantic energy.
It's definitely unclear in the anime, like, or in the manga,
well,
the anime,
initially,
like, what the relationship.
Right. However, then when they were going to sort of, like, die at a certain point, I mean, there's multiple points. It's not a spoiler. There's multiple points. However, at one point, she sort of Mikasa admits this sort of like regret as to not being able to express fully to Eren how she feels because of the situation they're in, and that kind of inspires him to sort of like get his shit together for once. However, it's just really like tender to understand that she actually means that. Like, she's like, no, I do have feelings for you. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not just protecting you because I'm an older sister trope thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm wearing your, like, the scarf you gave me because I like you, dumbass. Like, and also she's strong as heck.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. She's got a six pack. Very attractive.
You sure it's six pack? This woman has just got like all yeah. the packs in the world.
Let's not, like, let's not forget the like BDS some gear they put all these characters in.
She's strapped up. She's ready to go. Oh my God. But there's this specific scene where she lifts a, she just lifts a crate in the background. Like, it's just
like no struggle whatsoever.
It's a beautiful character.
Like, yeah. And you're like, oh my God.
Wow, she's strong. I love it.
I only rewound that a couple times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, she's just a very exciting character, you know, like
very subservient, very mm-hmm. quiet.
Well, no, not
very
necessary.
Pressed.
Very, very much later in this. Okay. I don't know if this is a spoiler or not because I don't remember what the anime is.
Throw up spoiler warning.
Remember, at some point in the Attack on Titan story, they even do a thing where they're like, actually, people of your race have a traumatic moment in their lives where they all of a sudden become completely devoted to somebody like next to them.
And
it's a chemical thing. It's not real love.
No, they're talking. Is that what they said? I thought they were talking about the super strength thing.
I think it's supposed to be like a mind manipulation thing of like, oh, Mikasa, like you only follow Eren because of this reason.
Oh, that's weird. Mm-kay. Well, there's a lot of weird stuff in that.
It's meant to test like, does she love him? Or like, what's the reality of love? Love is all chemicals anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and there is a big chemical moment in her. She's someone who suffers trauma and sort of like experiences. The way that I looked at it is it's later described like as sort of like a genetic power as far as someone from her bloodline is able to sort of like you know, it's like that old trope where I can use 100% of my muscles. Like, you know, it's like my brain is active. What if we used 100% of the brain?
And
you
that's
know?
What the Captain Levi is
yes,
the same thing.
Also has,
he had that activated for him. And that's why he's like so crazy good.
Exactly. Yeah. So she. She's as strong as he is, and she's stronger than him. Taller.
She's gorgeous.
She's taller.
Say stronger.
Yeah, and prettier. So,
she's so pretty.
She also got short hair. I'm a sucker for short hair.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, like, she's got the look going on.
That'll be another podcast.
She's got the look going on. She's got the energy going on, and just so much passion, you know. And
she's so freaking loyal, too, which I'm mad respect.
See, and that's something I think we'll find with a lot of the waifus is loyalty is one of the, like, three big criteria.
Yeah. Right. Well, because waifu isn't, it's not like, oh, because remember, I mean, what I just said, like the Attack on Titan, like the female Titan is hot. But like, when we're talking about waifu, we're talking about somebody who's like, no, I don't want to just date that person. I want to marry that person.
Yes.
Like, that person has qualities that I'd be like, no, those are good, like, life skills.
Yeah.
it's like, in Spanish, like, simpatico. Yeah. Like, it's almost like a thought that we don't have, like, that we can talk about, but it's like, no, it's like,
Yeah.
To fit together.
Right. So that's the way that I feel.
Okay.
When I see her.
Well, I'm absolute trash. Like, I go old. Like, I am a passion for OG anime. Like, Ranma 1.5. We have.
So Ranma is your wife.
No.
What?
I'm just like OG. I love, like, Ranma. I love Sailor Moon. I love Dragon Ball. And when I was introduced to Bulma, it just took off from there. Just like young Bulma to all the way to Dragon Ball Super. I'm
blue
just like.
Haired beauty.
Oh, the OG waifu. Not only is she hella pretty, she's hella smart, and I would say she's absolutely loyal, because if you're able to change Vegeta's crazy ass to a loving husband,
not loyal to Yamcha.
No, well, he didn't deserve it.
I don't know what rating this is for this podcast, but frick Yamcha. Yamcha is trash. If you can win a battle, Yamcha,
he was
trash.
Wow, okay,
trash.
I wasn't gonna bring him down like that.
I'm waiting for them comments. Yamcha is trash. Vegeta and Bulma are couple goals.
Yeah, 100%.
Yamcha's
got that cat thing, right?
Stop it. Stop.
That's the canon, like, right?
He's a fun boy toy, but like, she had to grow up, you know?
Yeah, and I do respect.
She wanted a man.
And she got Vegeta. I mean, again, if Vegeta was like, no, I'm not going to the Tournament of Power, my wife's pregnant, I'm just like, this woman can change, man. I am a changed woman. This is waifu.
And I think that's for me, that was a really good mature character moment for their relationship in general. I mean, it just really like kind of speaks volumes about how committed they are. Because we know Saiyans are, you know, I mean, we know that Goku even among Saiyans is an idiot.
Yes.
So like,
Bulma had to take up a lot of like young Goku too. So it's like,
exactly.
True. And like, as much as you can say, like Bulma has those moments where like, you know, she's flashing her coochie at Roshi for like treasure or whatever. And those kinds of things in Dragon Ball, I think the other thing they do in Dragon Ball is she starts as basically the main character.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's the driving force behind the story. Yeah. And then she's an incredible genius inventor. Right?
Yeah.
Like, they give her a skill set that Goku can't have.
Well, exactly. They give her the whole reason the series exists. Nobody could find any of the Dragon Balls without the Dragon Radar.
And then she hacks it, basically.
Basically.
Yeah, she's like, no, we can get these every year. And it's like, that's not supposed to happen, like, at all. It's supposed to take thousands of years to find these things because they're just in random places.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to make any sense.
I mean, canon-wise, I mean, the whole Dragon Ball crew has died multiple times, and they've had to be brought back by the Dragon Balls, which can only be found
by yours truly.
Yeah, she's great. What else?
Yeah, she's just a mad, independent woman. Like, again, she's not, like, relying on the Saiyans. Like, she can take care of herself. Like, if she's in, like, dire need or trouble, she's like, I can handle this. I don't need no man to come after me, but...
Also, fashion icon.
Ooh!
Let me just say, you can go online and you can see multiple fashion like ideas, especially for cosplayers. There's not just one specific design of Bulma. She has multiple ones that we can choose of. So
Toriyama mixed it up.
Listen, the one jean leg look. Nobody can rock that except her.
Bulma. Absolutely.
Iconic. For sure.
Who's your waifu?
All right, so we're talking about OG waifu.
Oh, God.
Same.
I think mine's got it beat a little bit here. So 1969, Speed Racer.
Oh,
Trixie.
My God.
Trixie is the best waifu.
He's just flexing too hard, guys.
Speed Racer. Right. Okay. Explain.
All right, atypical choice. But I mean, if you go back and you look at waifu criteria, mm-hmm. Trixie is it to a T.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She is completely devoted to speed.
Okay.
She has her own skill set that complements what it is. She's always in the helicopter following along in the car. But that's not to say she can't get in a race car herself. There are multiple times she pilots the Mach 5. They did the live action remake where they even put her in a car and she's racing alongside Speed and Racer.
Oh, snappy.
She's got
that's
her
canon.
Like Bob, like 50s kind of like style haircut, her like racer diva thing. But again, she's always committed to speed. She's even got that thing where like, you know, like, so in the Speed Racer series, I will say there's a little bit of the thing where they do like, oh, I'm a head of state of like Saudi Arabia. This Speed Racer boy seems to be very good at racing. You should marry my daughter. And like, there's a lot of like jealousy ploys they make with Trixie. But Trixie always takes it on the chin. First of all, she's always like, no, that's my man. And she speaks her mind. She's like, hey, that's my man.
Don't touch.
And Speed's like, hey, like, that is my girl. And that is what she said.
That's goals right there. See, and that's loyalty.
They even do a lot of damsel in distress stuff where like, you know, like Trixie gets like captured and stuff. But they always do her where she does not capitulate to them. She's always like, no, fucking torture me. I don't give a shit. Yeah. or she's the one who ends up saving Speed at the end of the episodes and stuff. And I think the other cool thing, a lot of people don't realize about Speed Racer. I'm a big Speed Racer.
Really? It's not really, Calvin? Really?
So like Speed Racer, the anime, it's about car racing, right? There's a lot of the Mach 5. But also, Speed Racer kicks ass.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of physical hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, like he regularly fights like 12 people at a time. And do you know who else kicks ass?
Trixie
is in those frames too. Back in 1969, they just draw this girl karate chop a man so hard he goes flying off of a goddamn cliff.
We stand impressive. Strong queens. We stand.
She can throw fisticuffs, and I think that's one of the interesting things. As we'll talk about kind of more mainstream waifus and modern waifus here in a minute, but I think being able to fight and also being beautiful and also being devoted, like those things all become
a skill
like,
tree.
A skill tree
you
for
need.
The modern like waifu.
Yeah.
Wife is just like, it means a lot more and the term means a lot more and it needs to have some impact where you're like, no, I'd hang out with this person forever. Like it's never been like a surface level thing. Like I said, like there are characters that you'd find are attractive where you're like, that'd be cool to hang out with. But
yeah,
like, you know.
It requires dimension.
Yeah. Yes. I think with like all three of our waifus, we kind of hit that point where it's just like, yes, they're beautiful. They're loyal. And they can definitely just rely on themselves. Also, we can definitely marry them. We can all agree. Like, you'd marry yours. I definitely married Bulma for sure.
Well, also I think what's interesting is we all picked ones that we've seen the whole gamut. Like you picked one, like Trixie has been, you've seen all of the
and
in media.
Well, and Speed Racer, you know, it's an anime like that. I'm also like, oh, like their relationship is good. And Speed Racer, he's a boy who gets to drive his race car.
Well.
And for me, her being devoted to that works in my mind. I'm like, that is a thing that I can accept as a devotion trait on a character. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like that. That's the thing I think I guess gets weird for me with waifu. Because I think we all chose atypical, kind of like, we didn't all three of us choose like Rem from ReZero, right? Like,
Rem is not a bad pick. Rem is not, to me, is not a waifu. She, again, is kind of goes back to like with our podcast with the Crunchyroll Awards was like best boy, best girl. Rem is someone I want to protect. She's not waifu.
She's baby.
She's baby. She's someone I love. I want to protect her. She's not someone I want to marry.
She doesn't
want
to be protected.
No, she does not. She does not.
Oh no, she's into the opposite of protection.
So kind of going on, kind of like again, because we all chose. I think the three of us have different feelings about waifu. I don't think the three of us are necessarily the people who.
Let me see the tickle bitties.
Yeah, that's exactly. none of the three of us have like an anime body pillow. Like no judgment, but like none of us are like that kind of fan where we're like, hey, here's this character that like I'm going to obsess over because.
Well, I think we have a nuanced enough appreciation for some of these characters that if someone tells us their character, we're going to respect that.
We're just like,
be like, yeah, no, that's cool, man. And I imagine you have a pretty good reason for like rewatching scenes of them again and again. Like,
High School, Day of the Dead, whatever they
show. Well, yeah, I don't need any of
that. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so like, let's just like knock through some like
mainstream
waifus. So literally, I'm just Google searching like top 10 waifus and we're just going to go down like
this is unplanned. This is real.
So obviously, Bulma is actually the first pick. Which is
everyone knows.
I think that has to do with it being such a long lived character.
Right.
And it being, you know, Dragon Ball is one of the most popular anime that any people.
Also, like, she is like an absolute stone cold MILF. Okay. There's no getting around that.
I love like the.
Well,
so
she's
the new...
both, right? Like she is a young, like sweetheart heartthrob. Mm-hmm. And then she's also
like
the MILF.
Exactly.
Like. What is it? Like in the newer Broly movie, she's literally talking about like, oh, like if I had the Dragon Balls, I can make myself 10 years younger. And I'm like, bitch, you beautiful.
Well,
stop, Bulma.
You beautiful.
The funny thing about that joke is that what it really reveals is she's been doing that. Not that she's doing that.
She's like,
I've
been doing this for long.
No,
for way
I
too
mean,
long. I'm starting to
I'm
show.
I'm not a goddamn android.
I can't.
Okay. So who's the next? Who's the next?
The next one is Amelia from ReZero. So we knew ReZero was going to be on this list.
I
now,
can
this
see
is,
that.
This thing is, I hear, I really like that show, but I thought the whole point of it was like him getting to the point where he felt comfortable starting like a very casual relationship with her.
Like something on the side.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he literally, the whole time he's trying to get a date with her, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the joke. So, I mean, he hasn't really met her.
It hasn't clicked yet.
Don't talk about him, her. Waifu.
Not him.
No, I'm not talking. I'm saying, like, so we're watching it through his eyes. So I don't feel like I've met her yet either.
Okay.
Like,
gotcha. Yeah,
because
she's got that princess thing. But
yeah,
like,
we're now that we're getting close to her. In the story, I feel like season two, I feel like she has a ton of potential, but I don't feel like there's enough of her. I get it. She's in a tough situation and he's standing up for her.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen enough of her that I don't even really know her personality other than she's hardworking.
I think she's the beige white dish rag.
I feel like with...
She's literally beige.
Yeah.
She hasn't been fleshed out yet.
I feel like with media, it's just like princess is kind of like that go-to thing. I mean, like, look at Princess Peach. A lot of people call her wife and she's not even anime, but I just think with that royalty...
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole.
To do a live action show, okay?
They're just saying. But I feel like with that kind of royalty or just that type of title, people are just like, I can be your knight in shining armor. I can save you from distress.
That speaks more to the guy's intentions.
Yeah.
Next one is Saber from Fate series.
Okay.
I've never seen Fate.
Talk about devoted.
She's literally a quote, like, capital, like, pronoun or proper noun servant in the series.
Okay.
The Fate series has always been pretty.
But it's based on an Arrowgate game. Like, it's
going to be weird.
She is designed to be a waifu. And I think that's the thing, like, when we talk about Rem or, like, Raftalia in, like, Rising of Shield Hero.
Yeah.
We talked about this in the Crunchyroll Awards, too. We're in an era where they purposefully make characters to be waifus now.
Yeah.
It's waifu baiting.
Okay.
There's that, but it's also like all of us picked ones from a long time ago that we feel did a really good
OG
job.
We're OG weeb trash.
Well,
why.
Not just
we're anime boomers.
Yes, there's that, but it's also because, no, listen, we've seen some really good ones, like some really good characters. You're going to have to do better than like a 12-day-old fox girl to like, you know, to get past us. You know, we're not going to put that very high on the list.
my standards are high for waifus, okay?
Mm-hmm. And then just going through these, I mean, we're not going to notice or even know about most
these. Look like children!
Yeah, do they?
She's a child!
Oh, that one looks, yeah. Fairy tale. There's some fairy tale one in there. Joan d'Arc from okay. Fate again.
Okay, all right.
This is another child. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Lucy from Fairy Tale. That's a main character waifu. That's weird.
Well, Lucy was always, I feel like Lucy was cool. But, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't know how much relationship stuff they pushed in that show.
I think fairy tale, like, with, I get Lucy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
It's kind of like that Sakura thing. I mean, there's gonna, like, no, but, like, if enough people watch a show, and I think Bulma's a great character, but I think a lot of her popularity comes from the thought mm-hmm. or the idea that, you know, everybody has seen Dragon Ball. Everybody has seen Naruto, everybody has seen it. And so, like,
she's got blue hair, she's got pink hair.
By process of elimination, mm-hmm. like, it's gonna be some of these
kind
of
same with Bleach. Just like, what's her name? Orihime.
Orihime, yeah.
Yeah, she's waifu,
but. You draw tits big enough on a character.
She can be waifu, just like, saying.
Same thing with Lucy in Fairy Tale. I mean, they've done nothing but draw her in a bikini top. For literally
the entire
20
series.
Years. Yeah. She could have been born. No, it's not that long. It's been a long time. Like, she has been in a bikini top for the majority of some people's lives.
Yeah, they gave her that whole dance scene too. So they've fleshed her out.
Someone to be like, yep, she's white. As
plenty of bait there.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm not liking this list.
It's weird because a lot of them are children. You're just like, no.
Asuna from Sword Art Online. I think that's a character that has character traits. Mm-hmm. Mary's the main character in the series.
Yeah. Yep.
Which we always talk about being really weird for a shonen.
Canon wife, real ass.
Exactly. Canon relationship development.
They have like a child too, technically. So yeah, they're
like later in the seasons.
No,
it's in the first season.
It's in the first season. Okay. Yeah.
Immediately start making more waifus every new season.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Because
unfortunately,
that series,
the second step is his sister, like, and then it goes on. Winry from Full Metal Alchemist.
She's a waifu.
She's a great counter waifu. Yeah. Like, as far as somebody who reins you in and like lets you know, hey, you're stepping out of your bounds here, buddy. Let me fix your arm. You're pushing yourself. Mm-hmm. God, such a metaphor that I didn't get when I was 12. You're jerking off too much, man. I gotta rebuild your arm. You're pushing it too hard. Like,
and I think Winry is a good example of devotion looking like something other than being in a maid outfit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. No. She's, yeah. Like, she's not an accomplished.
Oh, she's just is gonna teary eyed look up at the main character all the time. No, Winry is a dimensional character.
She's there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's a real like person who is an accomplished artisan and mechanic. Mm-hmm. Like, and she's looking out for, and like, she gives a lot of tough love, which is very important. You know, like. Like, the joke is, oh, you're giving me so much work to do, but it's also like, you're not giving me anything back for the love I'm giving you.
I absolutely love about Winry's character too, is she interacts with other characters in the series in like meaningful, like character building ways.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, oh no, she's a nice person, even not to the main. It's like she's a real person.
Yeah,
like,
she connects with everybody.
Just, again, a teary eyed girl in a maid outfit looking up at the main character every scene she's in.
Maybe that's because she was written by a woman. I mean, that probably helps.
Maybe. going to the opposite way, Yoko from Gurren Lagann. Love that show. Yoko is waifu to me. The series that she turns into like an adult woman, becomes a teacher, yada, yada, yada. Like,
right.
And a woman. The thing that I find funny about how they do it with, you know, Studio Trigger and Gurren Lagann specifically is she is like an adult, like a young adult woman, and they put her in all these sexy outfits, but it's kind like that's kind of the joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is the girl character and she wears nothing but a bikini top, and like, it's funny, not in the best way all the time, but they also, like, you know, they have an episode where they, like, are like, oh, we're going to do a beach day and we're going to put her in more clothing and make that point
that,
oh, no, like, this isn't just meant to be, like, a sex-warring sport. And she ends up being a fleshed-out, like, good character.
Yeah.
She's a great character. I love
her. No, it's
she's
interesting.
Badass.
And, like, you know, relationships blossom in very interesting ways in that show. You know what I mean?
Kamiya Yoko for life, just saying.
Well, yeah, for sure, but he's not even into the whole, like...
Nico Robin, what do you think about her as a waifu?
The One Piece characters, we've been over this.
I've never seen One Piece.
I mean, as much as I would love for there to be actual romance in One Piece, that's not what the show's about. We've talked about this.
Waifu's not always about romance, is it?
Okay.
Like, they're just
There's more, like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
I don't feel like any sort of, like, real, honest, sort of emotional, vulnerable side. Well, you're making a good point here. I'm thinking myself into a hole.
I guess that's the thing. Like, my only thought is, like, Wyatt Garland says that Nico Robin and Nami cannot be your waifu. Like, on the record.
Absolutely.
steps and from 2020.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like, no, I could see people like, no, Nami's waifu. Like, and I'm like, yeah.
Here's how I divide like waifu with this day and age. There's some like with us where we're just like, no, like we can marry this woman. And then there's some waifus who are like, I want to hit that.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I could see people wanting to marry, like to Sanji. I think he would marry either of them, right? But like, to him, all these women are waifu, and like, I think his, right, like a person's claim to them being waifu is equally valid. Well, you're, I don't know. It's weird.
Statement I was going to try to say is it's difficult to sort of like get there, because I don't feel like their romantic opinions have ever been explored. So it feels a little like jaded for me to like assume any romantic opinions about them, because I feel like One Piece is one of those things where it is seeking to not explore those angles of characters. However, that being said, you are correct. The series has gone on long enough that we have enough of their fleshed out personality where it makes sense. A big ship is Nico Robin with Zoro. And I feel like the two like, yeah, you don't think so? Okay. Well, they're both reserved people kind of. So I feel like they'd have some solidarity there. There's a lot of fan art,
It's like, well, I'm Zoro, so like, I guess this makes sense.
No, absolutely. This is how I come back around. Yeah.
I mean, I looked at Speed Racer. I was like, well, I'm Speed Racer. So
I'm not saying I'm Aaron, by the way. Yeah, like from Mikasa. Like that's not our connection. Aaron is baby.
I'm hella Vegeta. I am not baby.
I'm not baby.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Because I thought the same thing about when I was thinking about waifu characters, like, oh, what does it make sense? Because again, this isn't something I think the three of us like are super always like every season. We're like, all right, what's the waifu this season?
Yeah.
I had that same thought. I was like, okay, what is my like waifu? And Trixie's perfect for me because it's very unique to my identity.
Is there anybody this last season that you're thinking about
this for waifu?
My hero characters.
Yeah.
Like, what's a waifu there to these
None
children?
Of the kids. None of the kids.
Like, and I think that's the other weird thing that a lot. So, like, again, waifu is very big in the anime community. But I think there's a huge shard of the anime community that's just like, I don't feel comfortable with waifu for either sexual, like, reasons in the fandom or, like, just the age thing.
Yeah, that's my
weird.
Big thing. That's
that
my biggest thing.
That turns a lot of people off of anime in general.
I don't want the anime police knocking to my door or FB just, like, kicking down my door saying, like, hey, this kid is only 15 years old. We need to back up.
No,
so.
It's sure.
So Die Hard, you'll be at their doors if they have a underage body pillow.
Krishma, please run away.
No, I was going to talk about Demon Slayer because a lot of people were talking about Demon Nezuko. Yeah. And I was like, well, Nezuko's a child, so
she's
obviously
Nezuko's
not.
Nezuko's baby girl. And, I would protect her.
And then I started thinking about like the insect pillar because I forget her name. Is
Butterfly Girl?
Butterfly Girl
Shinobu.
Shinobu. She's super hot. However, then thinking like the pillars aren't actually that old. I think she's only like, is she? I think all the pillars are, well, one of the pillars like at 14.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think most of them are like most 18 and are, under.
Yeah,
like,
so yeah. I think she's like on the table as far as like.
I'm like legit trying to think what would be my waifu from this season. I would probably think Bubble Girl, but that's it really.
Well, Bubble Girl was cool.
Bubble Girl was pretty cool.
She was just fresh. I think that's a good.
I think she's like the most fresh of this.
Like, and I think waifu may be the like in vogue, like best girl type of like thing right now. Because I remember when we were, again, like, anime boomers, like when we got into like anime and manga, it was kind of like, oh, there's the moe characters and like the little sister thing. Mm-hmm. But it was a very like non-sexual, like first most people like, right, like moe, like, oh, I want to protect that like girl, like that's cute. And then it turned into like best girl was like a thing that we shared from other communities. And now like anime specific thing is like the waifu.
Yeah.
And I think calling it waifu even like puts it in this like,
well,
less nebulous category.
It just
than
shows
best
that
girl.
There's a whole gamut, I feel. I feel like that just the fact that we can even have the conversation.
What the fuck does waifu even mean?
Like, that's what we're trying to figure out every day of our lives.
Yep.
But we know waifu when we see it. That's all we can say.
There you go.
All right, guys. That is going to be it for this episode. Please hit that like button if you like this episode. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss next week's video. Subscribe on iTunes if you're a podcast peep. And we'll catch you next week. 眠れない